Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz says it may be time to ban firearms at the Minnesota State Capitol. Speaking to reporters, Walz called it inappropriate for people to carry guns in the building and says the issue needs to be revisited. Current state law allows permitted gun owners to carry inside the building. The governor's comments come just days after two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses were shot. Walz is planning a memorial service and says he hopes House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband can lie in state at the Capitol. There's a community update and healing event tonight at Champlin Park High School, kicking off at 5:30. Minnesota added nearly 7,000 jobs in May, doubling the national growth rate.
The state's labor force grew by more than 2,200 marketing gains in 10 of the past 12 months. Unemployment rose slightly to 3.3%, still below the U.S. rate of 4.2%, while labor force participation held steady at 68.2%. Deed Commissioner Matt Verilek credits workforce investments for the state's continued strong job growth. Over the past year, Minnesota has added more than 40,000 jobs, a 1.3% increase ahead of national growth. Ashley Walker, MNN.
Now that kids are on summer break and no longer receiving free school breakfast and lunch, food shelves across the state are seeing a spike in those in need. Jessica Francis is executive director of the Open Cupboard in Oakdale.
Now, I have three kids myself, and I understand the food bills go up substantially during the summer months. And so a lot of families who maybe we don't see them very often during the school year, or just occasionally during the school year, rely on us more heavily during the summer months.
Francis says it's not just the metro area seeing increased traffic, it's food shelves all across Minnesota. In other headlines, Grandma's Marathon weekend officially kicked off this afternoon with the William A. Irvine 5K in Duluth. The Gary Bjorklund Half Marathon is scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and the 51st running of Grandma's Marathon begins at 7:30 Saturday morning. Most of Minnesota is under an extreme heat watch this weekend, and it's safe to say many Minnesotans will be cooling off in area lakes and rivers. The DNR's Lisa Dugan.
So far this season, there has been one water fatality that we know of.
The Minnesota Twins will hold a special tribute at Target Field tonight in honor of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, who were tragically killed in their homes last weekend. The team will also recognize State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, who were injured in the same attack. This is MNN.